Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos year, and we are starting a new inyan, the inyan of Ein Tzviya Ba'oichlim. One of the Lama Test Melachas is Tzviya, dyeing or coloring. There's an Isser Melacha, Isser one of the Lama Test Melachas, to dye something on Shabbos, to color something on Shabbos. And still, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shinchov, Sif Yotes, that it's mutter to put karkoim betavshel. Karkoim is a certain type of spice, a saffron, has a yellowish look. You'll have to put that into a food on Shabbos because ein tzviya ba'eichlim. There's no iser to color food. And the next sif he says, it's mutter to dip yechala into mashke ha'peiris, into, let's say, strawberry juice, and let it become red. It's not a problem because ein tzviya ba'eichlim. Now, what's the makar that is ein tzviya ba'eichlim? It comes from a Beis Yosef. It's no gemara anyway, but the Beis Yosef brings down from the Shabbos Aleket that there's a lochot ein tzviya ba'eichlim. And they ask a kasha on the Shabbos Aleket. There's a Gemara that says that why is shechting, why is that usher on Shabbos? We won't, you know, one Lama Test Melachos is Shechita. Which Isser is Shechita on Shabbos? So it's two pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat of the Gemara is that it's Tzviya, Isser Tzviya, and the other pshat, Shmuel says, because of the Tilas Hashama. Now, where is there Tzviya when it comes to Shechita? So the Gemara says, because the Sheichet and the butcher likes when they shecht and there's blood on the skin, so it looks good, it looks fresh, fresh meat. And therefore, it's a milo for them that it gets colored by the blood. And therefore, the reason why you're not shecht on Shabbos is because there's an Isser Tzviya, Kud Tzviya. And all the Achrayim ask, and some of the Rishayim ask as well, that L'chayra, that if it's ain't Tzviya Ba'ichlin, so why is there Isser Tzviya over here? There's no problem coloring Oichlin. And that's what you shecht the animal, that's food. So I ain't Tzviya Ba'ichlin. Heck, you say it's Asa Al Tzviya. So there's a lot of different terutzim to the Kasha. For example, some answer because there it's the hides and not the meat. But the Prima Gadim's teretz is, which the teretz will go lahalach, is that there's a difference between food that you're dyeing it, you're coloring it so I can eat it, to make it more geschmack, to make it more pleasant to eat. That's not a problem. If I'm being tzveya the food in order to make it more pleasing to the eye, more edible, more enticing, then it's not a problem. Ain't tzviya ba'ichlin. Masha'inkin, if I'm doing tzviya to make it easier to sell the food, I want to sell it better. So then, the halach is that it's also to do on Shabbos, and it might even be Issa deraisa, just like it's also by Shechita. That's what Prima Gadim says. So therefore, we go to halacha like that. The Mizruah goes to halacha of Ikka like Prima Gadim. So therefore, just to bring it out into Lamaisa, there would be an Isser if you had these vases of water. Water is food, and you wanted to dye it blue to make nice blue vases on the table. That would be also to do on Shabbos. I'm being tzeveya the water in order to make it look nice. That's also on Shabbos. Masha Inkein, if I want to add grape juice to lemonade and make a mogashmak to drink, that will be mutta on Shabbos. Why? Because that's something to enhance your achila, to enhance your oichel, and therefore is ein tzviya ba'ichlim. So the bottom line is the Prima Gadim teaches us that the din of ein tzviya ba'ichlim is dafker if it's to make it more edible, more enticing to eat. But if it's making it eat better to sell or to look better on the table, you want a nice centerpiece on the table, then it's usher, even though it is oichlim.